Plants are kind of sticking out there. I know y'all are all... How many of you... I hear school starts for you tomorrow, right?
Tuesday.
Huh? Tuesday. And we got some starting school tomorrow. Then we got some... I mean, they're all over the place. But everybody's going to be going back to school. And I know... You are all excited about going back to school, right? Okay. Well, I was reading the paper this week. Do you ever read the paper? No? There was a lot of good stuff in here. There was information about a guy getting an award from the sheriff. There was football. The pads are on. Kind of ready for football to get started. And then you go to the next page and you got some opinions. Some good, some bad. Let's see. Well, more opinions there, okay? Montgomery County Circuit News, all that information, crossword puzzle. There's a lot of good stuff in there. Now, this is only in small town. Pond management for late summer. I lived in Dallas and never had a single article on pond management. I guess, how many of y'all really read that? You're kidding me, David. Did you read that? You're from LSU. I would believe that. Pond management. David knows. But anyway, and if you look down there in the bottom, there's an ad. And what does this ad say? Look here. Back to school. First Baptist Church inviting students and teachers and people to come. We'll have gifts. We're going to have food. We're going to have a great time. Whether you're private school, homeschool, or public school, next Sunday we're going to celebrate being back in school. But also, it should be an encouragement for us to be back in church. Now, let me ask you a question. Why do you go to school?
To learn.
To learn.
No.
Why do you go to church?
To learn about God.
To learn about God. Good, Nala. Now, listen to what it says in Proverbs 22:6. It says, direct your children on the right path, and when they are old, they will not leave it. That's a proverb, and what that means, it doesn't mean if you take your kid to church, they're automatically going to go to church when they get older. What it means is if you point your kid in the right direction, there's a good chance they'll go in the right direction when they get older. Not a guarantee. It's a proverb. It's a probability. And so one of the reasons you should be in Sunday school, and every single one of us needs to be in Sunday school or life groups, is because we need to learn about who God is and how He loves us and all those things. So next Sunday, I want to encourage you to be here, but also to invite someone to come, okay? And next Sunday is going to be a big day, and we're going to kick off the new school year and church year in a big fashion, okay? You got that? Blue and green ribbons. How long did it take to tie those ribbons? I don't know. All right, let's pray. Lord, thank you for these kids. I thank you for them. I pray they'll be back next Sunday. And that we would understand how important God's Word is in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.